Yes, you know, the public deserves accurate information about the quality and safety of care provided in our hospitals. And there's just too limited valid information available for the public. And so we really applaud this effort. One of the concerns is that for this measure, they used billing data to measure the quality of care. And billing data is often good for billing, but it's often inaccurate for measuring quality, in part or large part because it doesn't risk adjust. It doesn't account for how sick patients are, and the sicker you are, the longer you may stay or the greater your risk for complications. And there's pretty strong data that clinical data is much more accurate than billing data, though it's often not widely available. So understandably, they used the billing data that's available. Now, when we looked at our performance, we're always committed to improving, and what we'll be taking a deeper dive in is to tease out which components of the performance was truly due to risk adjustment and just didn't account for the severity, and what components might be related to opportunities to improve quality and safety. And we'll do that by correlating this type of data with data that we have from clinical systems to make sure that the information that we have is really guiding us where we can focus our efforts to improve care.
You had mentioned this earlier, but do you find that more patients would come to Hopkins for more complex surgery, therefore recovery time is going to be longer, say, compared to somebody who might get a routine procedure at another hospital, and this data doesn't really measure that?
So that's exactly right, and that's what I mean by it doesn't account for how sick you are. So as you can imagine, tertiary care centers, many of the patients we have were either turned down at other places, they were too sick, they were referred to us, and the billing data does do some accounting for how sick you are, but it's inadequate. In other words, it goes partially there, but it doesn't go completely leveling the playing field. So we know that the patients we operated on are in many times much sicker than places who have, you know, more routine or healthier patients in the community. Now, that said, we're continuously looking on ways we can improve our outcomes and improve safety. So we'll certainly take a look at these data and see where do we see in it if there's opportunities for us to do better and learn.